Some sea creatures use different methods from camouflage to protect themselves. This creature, for example, possesses a very practical concealment skill. It hides under a piece of coral as it moves across the seabed. This juvenile pufferfish is not a great swimmer. For that reason, it's unable to get quickly away from any predator that might be pursuing it. Yet, it possesses a perfect defense against possible attacks. When danger approaches, the puffer swells up. Unable to swallow the fish, which grows really quite large, the predators will generally leave it alone. This fish, known as a porcupine fish, appears before us with a similar defense system to that of the puffer. Larger than the puffer, the fish has horizontal spines on its skin. When it senses danger, the fish immediately swells up to several times its normal size. His spines stand up as it begins to swell, and it takes on the appearance of a needle-studded ball. This appearance makes most any fish which may have been tempted to try to eat it forego the meal. When we think about it, we can see that the defense methods these fish possess are intelligent and expertly planned conceptions. A puffer fish or a porcupine fish possesses both a body system specially planned to deter enemies and the reflexes which enable it to use this when just necessary. It is impossible for these creatures which have no intelligence or consciousness to bring about such a design within their own bodies, nor to come into possession of the appropriate reflexes. It is clear that these creatures were created together with these properties. Lord of all nature, God, gave these creatures their formidable biological defense mechanisms, in the same way that he endows all living things with the qualities they need to adapt and survive in their surroundings. The living creatures you've been watching so far are only a few of the infinite variety of species inhabiting the boundless oceans. Thousands of other species of sea creatures are endowed with equally unique and effective means for self-defense. One example of this is the mantis shrimp. The mantis shrimp, with its rather showy appearance, lives in a shelter it digs under the sand. When the shrimp emerges to feed, it uses its claws like a hammer to unlodge a muscle it spotted. Then it tears the muscle into tiny pieces with a series of powerful blows. At this time, it's aware of the octopus which is approaching. It rears up in front of the octopus as if warning it not to meddle. If the octopus does not move off, the shrimp strikes it directly in the eye. These blows continue until the octopus does move away. The shrimp acts as if it understands that the eye is the most vulnerable part of its opponent's anatomy and directs its blows accordingly. The shrimp follows the octopus until it's sure that it has, in the face of this attack, moved on before returning home. Another defense we see in underwater creatures is false eyes. Some fish have large eye-shaped markings on their rear fins. These markings have the effect of making them look bigger than they actually are. Furthermore, it diverts the enemy's attention towards its tail, instead of the more vulnerable head area, which can provide the vital seconds needed to escape. The actual eyes are also camouflaged with a thick black stripe. Of course, this design cannot be the work of mere coincidence, but has been specifically created for the protection of these creatures. It is not possible here to distinguish between this fish's head and its tail. The false eyes at its rear are a perfectly designed means of defense. But what is more surprising, the creature whose fronds it is swimming between is not a plant but a seahorse. The clownfish lives in an environment where other fish cannot possibly hunt it. The sea plant it's happily swimming about on is actually armed with extremely poisonous venom that can paralyze any life form touching it. But clownfish are completely immune to this poison. This is because of the transparent material in the clown's skin, which is intended to stop the burning capsules on the plant. As it approaches the plant, it gradually lowers its stomach and begins to explode these capsules. Thanks to the transparent substance on its surface, it is not harmed by the poison exploding over it. And after a few attempts at contact, it soon builds up an immunity to the poison. It can now live a peaceful coexistence with the plant. To propose that camouflage, changing shape, and dozens of other kind of defense systems came about with experience over time or as the result of coincidences seems neither logical or intelligent. These living creatures, which possess no intelligence or logic, continue their existences thanks to the biological systems uniquely created for them. It is only the Almighty God who endows them with their special properties and installs them in the places where they live. He tells us of this truth in a verse of the Quran. Your Lord is the preserver of all things.